John Hoops, an anthropologist for Kansas University and a longtime critic of Graham Hancock, recently posted what I can only say is the most insane thing I've ever seen posted on the internet, at least by an academic. I mean, it's a bunch of self-centered unawareness, ideological conflation, and a big fat dose of copium, because he didn't like how the recent U.S. presidential election went down. So when he's put all that together, the ball that he spit out was plumb insane. So we're going to talk about that for a little bit, because this is the kind of thing that if I was watching or listening to Art Bell back in the 90s and I heard a guest start talking like this, I'd be like, well, this was your one appearance. Art ain't going to be calling you back because you're a nut job. But this is coming from a tenured professor. This is going to tell us a lot about the state of the debunking community in archaeology in general, to be honest with you, because John Hoops is very influential in that community, as many of you are well aware. And it's also going to tell us a lot about John Hoops himself, because, oh man, is this statement just dripping with insanity. So let's go ahead and dig into it before I just keep saying insane over and over again. Hi, my name's Dan. Welcome to Debunking. John Hoops is a professor of anthropology at Kansas University, like I said, and he's also a longtime major player in the pseudo-archaeology debunking community. He's taken it upon himself to make numerous blogs and articles and posts and videos, and he communicates with people being interviewed and interviewing others, and in this case, a Twitter post on his now locked Twitter since Elon changed the rules. He even on occasion will edit Wikipedia pages, and by on occasion I mean religiously, and teaches the students to do so, and he may or may not even tell you that that's what he does, depending on who you are and which direction the wind's blowing and what he's trying to get across here. That's a subject for a different video, like this one here, but what's important to keep in mind is that John Hoops is not just some guy that goes around debunking Graham Hancock and people like him. He is probably the most influential archaeologist or anthropologist in that community. And, for example, he's the guy that Graham Hancock wanted to debate when he went on Joe Rogan. Now, he got stuck with Flynn Dibble because John Hoops is too big of a coward to go on Joe Rogan. Or perhaps, I could be wrong there, perhaps Flynn Dibble just has a better tailor. And John just didn't feel like, I'll just defer to Flynn's suit in this one. That could be the case. I'll let you guys decide. But anyway, let's just get on into the post before I spend all day long picking on these two. I have long said that archaeology is the canary in the coal mine. The canary in the coal mine thing's a metaphor for those of you who aren't aware. Back in the day when they would mine and they were worried about hitting poisonous gas and they didn't have fancy little detectors, they would use a canary because they were far more susceptible to it than humans were, so they would snuff it long before it was an extreme danger to people, so this would tell them to get their boys out. That's what this means. So in other words, John's trying to tell us here that archaeology lets us know before the social changes or the zeitgeist of the moment or whatever you want to say, whichever direction the wind is blowing, archaeology, it's the first one to catch that direction, and then the rest of the world catches up. Archaeology, it's more susceptible than everything else. One example of that is the Buddhas of Bamiyan, which were destroyed on March 11, 2001, 6 months to the day before the September 11th terrorist attacks. The Buddhas of Bamiyan were believed to be built in about the 6th century. They were two really tall statues of Buddha, one about 125 feet tall, the other 180 feet tall, and they were located in Afghanistan. And yes, they were destroyed about 6 months before 9/11, and they were done, I assume that this was John's point, by the Taliban. So this would be his canary in the coal mine. First, the Taliban destroys the archaeology, then the Taliban does 9/11. And I know, some of you are going to say the Taliban didn't do 9/11. There's a whole comment section right here, but I'm just going to keep on trucking with this. So assuming that the Taliban did 9/11, and that John's saying that the canary in the coal mine was these Buddhas of Bamiyan, that would be ignoring the fact that the Taliban took power a full 5 years before that, back in 1996, and they were really, really fundamentalist right out the gate, really hard and violent towards women and anybody that opposed them, and basically John is ignoring the plight of thousands of less fundamentalist people that lived in Afghanistan that were put to the sword because it suits him to make the argument that the Buddhas, the Bamiyan, were the actual first canary in the coal mine. All of those women that were forcibly stuffed into burqas and taken out of schools and all those people that, you know, they had pieces of their bodies just hacked off. Don't worry about any of that. The Buddhas, the Bamiyan, that was a canary in the coal mine. All right. Like I said, this stuff is insane. But let's carry on. The 2012 phenomenon weaponized the Mayan calendar for an end-of-the-world scenario. It culminated not in a global cataclysm, but in a local one, the slaughter of 26 people, 20 of them young children, in Sandy Hook Elementary School on December 4th, 2012, a week to the day before the much-hyped Maya apocalypse. Weaponized. Really weaponized? I mean, because somebody believes the 2012 calendar predicted the end of the world or predicted the end of an age or whatever, they weaponized it? Come on, man. This is transparently loaded language. But in addition to that, you know, in the last example, when John was trying to show that the Buddhas and 9/11 were correlated, he at least could say the Taliban did both. With this, he's got nothing. I mean, I can't see anything that shows that Adam Lanza was into freaking, like, the 2012 conspiracies or Atlantis or any of that stuff. I do see that he trusted authority very little and that he was very cynical towards people in power and people that had money, a lot like John Hoops is, but that's neither here nor there. What I don't see is any connection at all to him and pseudo-archaeology. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and that I'm missing a point here. Maybe John Hoops doesn't believe that Adam was the person that did Sandy Hook. Maybe John Hoops believes that it was, you know, some Mayas that were teleported in through the calendar that did it, or he believes that maybe John Hoops is about two steps from getting sued here. For those who have been watching it unfold over the past 2 years, the success of Ancient Apocalypse will be seen in retrospect as proof of the ignorance, credulity, gullibility, and susceptibility to pernicious anti-science, anti-intellectual, pro-colonialist, pro-capitalist propaganda that also explains the success of wealthy oligarchs in the U.S. national election. And here we are, at the meat of the insanity. According to John Hoops, Graham Hancock is a great barometer for who's going to win the freaking election. He supports oligarchs. He is pro-colonial, and he hates all of these different things in the world. And just, John basically is throwing everything that he hates at Graham because he doesn't like how the election went down. And you know what? I understand that. There's about half the country that isn't too keen on how that went down, and that's fine. You know, that's how democracy works. About half the people tend to walk away not so happy. Give it 4 years. Here's the thing. You can blame Graham for that if you really want, but I do think that Ancient Apocalypse didn't air before the same candidate won in 2016. Is that correct? Yeah. So Ancient Apocalypse has fuck all to do with this. You know, Graham Hancock has fuck all to do with this. He isn't even a symptom of it. Graham Hancock is a guy who's been writing these kinds of books for over 30 years, all right? And why this kind of stuff has been coming out of his pen, right? Politicians have come and gone. The political spectrum has gone back and forth. Which way the country swings has gone back and forth. All kinds of things have changed in the time that Graham Hancock has been writing books. So to blame this on him or even claim that it's a symptom is insane. Absolutely, purely insane. If John Hoops hates it, he's going to staple it to Graham Hancock so that he can kick Graham while he kicks whatever it is that he hates. The man is half a bubble off, and of everything that I've seen him post, this one proves it more than anything else. The only thing you could say that maybe he had a point with is Graham probably does support capitalism to a degree. I mean, he does sell books and Netflix specials and stuff, but even communist China dabbles in capitalism, John. I don't know what to tell you there. I'm not going to go too crazy into all of that, but I will say that just using it as a dirty word, as a slur, is kind of messed up. You do get a paycheck for your job. Am I correct? And it's probably more than the janitor at your same university gets. Am I right? Okay. All right. Just checking on that. You know, it's funny that John won't debate Graham, but it's not too insane when you see the kind of person that he is. He's nuts, and he knows that his ideas will not hold up outside of his tiny little sphere, which is why he kicks people out left and right until there's only a handful of people there, and it makes me wonder what's going through the heads of the people that are sitting in that little room with him. These things are much easier to see in retrospect, but they are quite real. Pseudo-archaeology is not to blame. It is a symptom and a comorbidity. But archaeology gives us a useful perspective on the sweep of history and the human experience as we struggle to make sense of this madness. Typical chicken shit hoops. Oh, I'm not saying that this leads to that. I'm just going to spend a couple paragraphs conflating the two. It's like, whatever, man. Bottom line is, his whole metaphor here of canary in the coal mine and archaeology, it doesn't hold up. His first example is the closest, and that requires you ignoring the plight of 5 years of women living under the Taliban. So, I mean, if that's what you're apt to do, then sure, the Buddha statues would be the canary in the coal mine, I guess. But the second example, you know, 2012 Mayan calendar stuff and freaking Sandy Hook have nothing to do with each other. And Graham Hancock was not influential in the U.S. presidential election. This is nuts, okay? This is John Hoops trying to make more out of archaeology than what it is. And look, now I'm not offended or like opposed to the idea of somebody trying to use archaeology to inform us about like the human psyche and whatnot, right? Like the past is a bit of a window to the future if you use it that way, right? But even as we talk about like doing that, Hoops weaponizes it. Like, he uses it as a cudgel to beat people that are interested amateurs, mind you, out of that way of thinking. It's insane. And let's not even get into the fact that archaeology deals with the past. It doesn't really deal with the future. So it's like by history, like the past repeats itself kind of thing you can learn from archaeology, but it's not a direct window into the future. It's certainly no canary in the coal mine. It's certainly not indicative of what's coming down the pipes, and he's well aware of that. But he has to make archaeology seem like this big old thing that's like a key player in the human future. The future of humanity needs archaeology. And the only reason that I can guess is either ego or hatred for Graham Hancock, because if it's ego, well, then he can say I'm a major player in the future of humanity. And if it's hatred for Graham Hancock, he can say Graham Hancock's a major enemy of the future of humanity. Now, the fact that this is normal for John speaks volumes about the state of American archaeology. He's a major player in the Society of American Archaeology, major player in the debunking community, like I've said. Guys like Milo Rossi, Stefan Milo, Flint Dibble, lots of other people are heavily influenced by John Hoops. He edits Wikipedia heavily. He is a major player in the narratives that are formed to fight against Graham Hancock, and as you can see here, which I'm glad he made this post, he's nuts, man. That's almost to put it. The guy's fucking insane. He has basically taken his frustration with the election, his hatred for Graham Hancock, stapled the two together, and just started knee-butting it. It's like, they fucking talk about tilting at windmills, man. This is full-on nutso behavior. And the fact that none of his buddies are out there saying, hey, dude, you need to roll that shit back, at least not publicly. Maybe in private they tell him he's nuts, but I don't see much of that even happening because he doesn't seem to stop. So it's kind of a crazy, crazy thing to think about that this is a popular American archaeologist in 2024. And the people wonder why science is questioned nowadays. Why do people think the scientists aren't as good as they used to be? I don't understand it. It's like one John Hoops does more damage than 10 Graham Hancocks could ever hope to do, yet he's going to pretend Graham Hancock is public enemy number one. It's nuts. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. I really appreciate it. There is links to Patreon, channel memberships, Ko-Fi, and other such assorted things down below. I really appreciate the help and support. I will be speaking at the Cosmic Summit this coming year in the summer. There's a link to that down below as well. Make sure and check it out. I've got more and bigger, better guests coming and being guests on bigger, better things coming. And keep watching, but we will see you next time.